This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com. This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, the contractor who wanted to stay in the neighborhood, even though he's dead.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
We would love to hear from you. If you have a real ghost story, share it with us. You can call in anytime, 855-853-4802. You can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you like ad-free versions of the show, and if you go that route, you can also get advanced episodes, access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And I would like to say hello to one of my favorite people on the planet. It's
hello.
Harper. You are one of my favorite people on the planet.
Oh, am I? That's wonderful.
I adore you. I think we've established that, but I'm happy that you're back and doing more shows every week.
I'm so happy to be back.
How is life? Are you doing good?
Yes, I'm doing
great. School work doing good? It's going good. Grades are good. Do I need to mentor you or help you with anything? And please don't say math because you're on your own.
No, I just have two C's. That's all. It's not
okay,
that bad.
Okay, let's get him back up. You can improve. You can do better.
I can do better. I just don't want to do better.
Okay, we'll have a conversation about that.
Okay.
So let's jump into a story. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. I have to tell you about a couple of ghosts that cohabitate with us. I like the way they worded that. Their house is not haunted. They're just cohabitating with ghosts. That's a nice way to think of it.
That's a wonderful way to phrase that.
I know.
So scientific. Is that just me?
It makes them more like roommates, doesn't it?
Yeah.
My wife and I have lived in a house located in the southwest section of Toronto, Canada. We moved in 1998. We live in a 1,000 square foot brick bungalow built in 1951. All was quiet for the first 7 years. And then unexplainable things started happening. I find that part interesting that you can live there for 7 years and nothing. And it's almost like something did happen. Did you bring in something to the house? What?
Or maybe they're just ghost squatters.
That like they were looking for a place to haunt. And 7 years after they moved in, they're like, wait a minute. This is the perfect house. We're going to squat here.
Squatters' rights, y'all.
I like the idea of ghost squatters. That's pretty brilliant.
That's wonderful.
Excuse me. One night at 3:20 a.m., my wife awoke to the strong aroma of freshly brewed coffee. She said that the smell was so strong that she went into the kitchen to find it in darkness with all of the appliances off. She saw me still sound asleep in bed, oblivious to the aroma. The next morning, getting ready for work, she told me of the strong, fresh brewed coffee smell. I brushed it off, telling her she probably imagined it while dreaming and her subconscious made her smell coffee. The next night at 3:20 a.m., I was awakened to a very strong, overpowering aroma of freshly brewed coffee. It was the best coffee I have ever smelled. The house was in darkness and my wife was sleeping beside me. The next morning, I told her of the coffee smell of the previous night and apologized for doubting her. So that's kind of nice. The ghost squatters are like, we're brewing ghostly coffee At 3:20 a.m. Hope you don't mind.
Maybe it's just like Bill from The Office that still brews coffee to this day.
Right. And always will at 3:20 a.m. About a year afterward, my daughter and three of her friends were staying overnight as they were catching a train to Montreal the next day. During the night, guess what time?
3:20 a.m.
Yes, 3:20
a.m. 3:20 a.m.
But it wasn't coffee.
Oh, well, he said, that's sad.
I woke up to an overpowering aroma of frying bacon.
That sounds even better.
These ghost squatters really like their breakfast quite early in the morning.
And then you walk downstairs and it's not there and you're just insanely disappointed.
I'm vegetarian, so I don't have that issue, but I get where you're coming from because I think bacon is that smell that most people are like, give me some of that.
Who doesn't like bacon?
Me.
Sorry, but Carol. That's
fine. I don't care. No, but it is. A lot of people just love the smell of bacon. They love bacon. So that would be cruel. You wake up and it's bacon, you want some, and it's like, oh.
Okay, let's hope there's actually bacon this time.
Well, okay, I'll continue. It smelled like someone was frying 2 pounds of bacon on a stove beside my bed. It was that strong. I rolled over and went back to sleep. Okay, apparently did not investigate. The next morning... what? There's bacon!
There's bacon! I would go investigate.
If you woke up to the 3:20 a.m. tonight when you go to bed, 3 a.m.
Okay.
You smell bacon, would you go investigate?
Hell yeah.
Dad, are we having bacon? This is the best surprise ever.
It's bacon.
He said, the next morning I pulled my daughter aside and asked if she could smell bacon frying last night. She said, yes. I told her not to tell her friends as I was unsure what their reactions would be. Immediately, she asked her friends about the mysterious odor, and all three agreed to the bacon aroma and asked if I was up late cooking. Later that year, one day in September, as my wife was exiting the bedroom, she looked down the hallway that runs lengthwise down the center of the house and saw an old man, like 5'10", average build, wearing black pants and a wife beater t-shirt, walking towards the open front door. When he got to the door, he turned left and disappeared into the wall. At first, she thought it was me, but she found me in the living room. She quietly asked me to step outside and told me of the apparition she just saw. I myself saw the same apparition in September of the following year during an afternoon when I was cleaning the kitchen. My son, who lives in the basement apartment downstairs, also told me of an older woman standing beside his bed, bent over, this is creepy, staring at his girlfriend while she slept. I don't like that at all.
I don't like that. I'm imagining that right now, and that sounds horrifying.
It does. The bent over staring at his girlfriend part really is what creeps me out.
Yeah, that would be like something. Especially if you don't know this old woman.
Right. When he awoke and looked at her, the female spirit looked back at him, stood erect, turned around, and vanished into the wall. He did
like,
not.
Like, lady, there's a door right there.
You can leave. What is it with you people? These ghost squatters vanishing into walls.
He staring didn't, at people when you're asleep.
Right? He didn't tell his girlfriend what he saw. And I know why, because he didn't want to scare her because he wanted her to come back again.
Yeah.
A few years ago, we decided to renovate the kitchen and bathroom and had to live downstairs in the vacant basement apartment for 6 months while the construction continued. When downstairs, we could hear heavy footsteps in the kitchen along with the voices of a man and a woman. Thinking that it was the designer and the contractor, they both had keys to the front door, who had come back unannounced to make more measurements and plans, we went upstairs to greet them, only to find the front door locked and all the lights off. No one was there. This was repeated numerous times and still goes on when the upstairs is unattended.
It would be horrifying if it was like the dead designer and contractor, and yet they still phase through walls even though they legit designed the house to place doors there.
I don't know. It goes on, so maybe
it's like he designed it. Go through the doors.
Because it says, I did my own research on the house, contacted the previous owner, and asked longtime residents of the neighborhood about the house's history. The owner, who lived there for 9 years before we moved in, said he encountered no similar activity. My research revealed that no one had died in the house by natural causes or by a violent death. Neighbors told me the house was built in 1951 and the previous site had been a pumpkin patch on a farm, which, by the way, sounds delightful. My house was the house that the contractor of the project lived in after it was completed. He gave himself a lot that was 50% bigger than the other street lots and built the house slightly wider and longer. He lived there with his wife and daughter until they both moved into a geriatric home and his daughter inherited the house. Eventually, as she got older, she moved out and sold it to the son of my neighbors, who then sold it to us. So we are only the third owners of a 65-year-old house. We confided in one neighbor and his wife of the strange goings-on in the house and told him of the male apparition we had seen. When we described him, they both responded, "Oh, that sounds like Joe." They told me that Joe was the building contractor for the area, the original owner of the house, and that was the way he usually dressed. Which, you know, a guy in a wife beater, you know, but the fact that Joe liked to wear wife beaters and this guy was in a wife beater, which I think is a weird word to call a shirt, but...
I'm Googling a picture of a wife beater because I'm not sure if I know what this looks like.
It's a white tank top, basically, and they're designed to wear undershirts. It's an undershirt, basically.
That's a wife beater?
But they call them wife beaters.
That's a It's a tank top. Just call it a tank top, not a wife beater. That sounds horrible.
Google, why do people say wife beater? Or why do people call it a wife beater? And see why. And it's been called that for years.
Reportedly became synonyms.
Synonymous.
No, synonyms.
Okay,
synonyms. Undershirt after 1947 criminal case where a Detroit man was arrested for beating his wife to death. So don't call this shirt a wife beater.
Let's quit. Let's start today and we're going to quit. We're not referring to it as that.
I will protest.
It's a white tank top. So that's where it got started. And what year did you say that was?
1947.
Wow. That's so weird that it would be one trial and it caught on like that. And I think it's kind of like the stereotypical guy who comes home from work, takes off his overshirt, just has his undershirt on, which is the tank top, sits around and drinks beer, and is just kind of a not a great guy. Yeah. So maybe that's kind of, it started with that case and it's the stereotype that we are all perpetuating to this day.
So why would you call a shirt a wife beater?
Because my guess is that that was what he did to his wife. And
oh yeah, but don't name a shirt after it. It's called a tank top, y'all. It's called a tank top.
From this day forward, we're never saying that again. We ask everybody to quit saying that term. We're just going to go forward with Joe dressed in a white tank top.
Yes.
When I asked about his demeanor, they both replied that he was a great neighbor, good with children in the area, and was always willing to help. I told them that Joe and his wife hadn't quite left yet, and from time to time, they come back to check on the welfare of the house and its inhabitants. My friends, who are amateur paranormal researchers, wanted to come and do a reading of the house. However, we politely declined their offer as we do not want to antagonize them as it could cause the happenings to worsen or increase intensity. We have resigned ourselves to coexist with Joe and his wife and are content with this as they are both peaceful spirits and we have not lost a minute of sleep so far. I'm going to
go squatter.
Other than at 3:20 a.m. when they smell delightful smells like coffee and bacon.
And yet when you go to investigate, there's no what? There's no bacon or coffee.
Right. But it does seem the bacon and coffee smell makes it seem like friendly people.
Yes.
But
there's no bacon or coffee.
Oh, and here's an idea. Because if Joe was a contractor, he would start his day really early.
Yeah.
Maybe at, they got up at 3:15 and they made breakfast. And maybe Joe ate and was out the door by 4:30 or something. I don't know. It's just kind of interesting to think that it's them. But it also kind of makes sense. They had an attachment to that whole area. They originally built that house. So it does make sense that they were there. But why would one guy live there for 9 years and say nothing ever happened to him? Is it just because maybe he doesn't pick up on things like that? Or could it be he doesn't want to acknowledge things like that?
Or maybe he's just lying.
Or maybe he's lying. Okay. Good point. I do think that some people just don't want to admit things like that happen.
Yeah.
And so it's easier just to say, nope, I had no experiences. Everything's fine. And that's just easier for them.
Yeah, I could see that.
But I think that's an interesting story. But I also like how they coexist and they're totally fine with that. And they don't want paranormal investigators. We're cool. We're going to live like this. And it sounds like Joe and his wife are only squatting from time to time. They don't squat all the time.
Yeah. So maybe they're like moving to other houses around the neighborhood to squat, and it's just like an annual thing.
I kind of like that idea.
Because remember in the story, it said like something about I saw the same person like a year later on the same day in the same month. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Maybe there's annual a certain time squatting. Of year. Yeah, like they like that house during August. I don't know. Because it doesn't sound like it's something that happens continually. There's years apart.
Yeah.
In some of those. That's interesting. I like your idea of ghost squatters. And I squatters. Like the idea of changing the name to white t-shirts. So, yeah. Harper, thank you for your insight. I like that very much.
So we don't need to name a shirt out of after wife beaters.
I'm with you. Let's stop that right now today, and we ask everybody to join in.
Yeah.
Don't ever call them that again. Well, thank you for your insight, Harper.
And yes, of course. I love it. I'm a very wise 10-year-old.
You are. And if you like the show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Do that through applepodcast.com. Try it 3 days free. Or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com. This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com. This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.